walk-offs, no-nos, and more coaching changes, a roundup of early week action. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISPSports.net Minute brought to you by PlayInTheDells.com. More high school sports news after this.
In the water park capital of the world, we'll keep you playing long after the final score. From basketball to volleyball, hockey, baseball, and more, Wisconsin Dells is the premier destination for sports tournaments and events. And with the largest concentration of water parks in the world, our reputation for fun is second to none. Take your sports tournament to a new level and take advantage of the incredible facilities, attractions, and accommodations Wisconsin Dells has to offer. Find out how Wisconsin Dells is redefining play at PlayInTheDells.com.
While there continue to be some postponements and cancellations, the spring sports season is slowly but surely ramping up for full speed. Tuesday night was the busiest night of the year so far, as many teams were finally able to get underway. In softball action, Belmont's Caitlin Schulbert had quite the day. Already 4-for-4, she led off the bottom of the seventh inning with a walk-off home run as the Braves topped Potosi 10-9 in the first Six Rivers West game for both clubs. She added three doubles and a single as well to finish 5-for-5. Alexa Haltenier of Superior hit a pair of home runs as the Spartans swept a doubleheader from Menominee 6-1 and 10-9. The Nina baseball team made quite the statement Tuesday night, beating last year's FVA champ Kimberly 12-2 in 5 innings, as the Rockets roughed up returning State Player of the Year Scott Schreiber for 11 hits. There were 5 known no-hitters thrown Tuesday in baseball, including a 5-inning no-hitter from Fenimore sophomore Chris Andrews, as the Eagles topped basketball 10-0. It was Andrews' first varsity start of his career, as he struck out 7. Nakusa's Marshall Getzloff struck out 10 of the 14 batters he faced in a 5-inning no-hitter of Watoma. Dan Wandry compiled the 226-142 record as the head girls basketball coach at Brookfield Central, with 5 conference titles and 2 trips to state. On Monday, the school announced that he would be the new boys basketball coach. This has been a WISPSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISPSports.net.